Hello?
It's going to go. Hold on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the VRO's Vampire Diaries month of May. Tonight's host is me, Jess, with Amy running the switchboard. And tonight's guest is Casper Zafar, who played one of the enticing original brothers, Finn. Hi, Casper. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am good. We've been excited to talk to you.
Well, me too. It's always good fun to come on to a chat show.
Awesome. Well, here at the VRO, all of our questions are fan-based, so we've been accepting questions for you for a little while now. So,
okie dokie.
Yeah, that's the good thing. So I'll just kind of jump right in and give you the questions, and you can answer them for us, and it'll be easy and painless, I promise.
Okay, I shall do my best to answer them.
Okay. Were you a fan of the Vampire Diaries before being cast, and did you realize the impact that the original family would have on Mystic Falls?
No and no, unfortunately. It is on in England, but it's not, I don't think it's quite as the size that it is here. But when I moved to America about a year ago, and I had seen posters of it, but I'd never seen it. And it was only when I sort of got going with it that I realized there's a lot of people actually watch it. I didn't realize it was such a large show. And with the family, with the originals, I didn't have a clue. I didn't really know what I was going into. I tried to watch a few of them, but I only had it from Netflix. So I only had the first two series, so I hadn't really seen the third one.
Right.
And they don't give you much backstory or sort of past scripts. So, yeah, I was just sort of dumped in. I met Joseph, and he sort of said, oh, you're playing my brother. But I didn't really have a clue. I didn't really have a clue what was going on, to be honest. But, yeah, I caught up quite quickly.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it is definitely a big deal. Can you tell the fans what your audition process was like for the show?
Yeah, I had to sleep with a producer. No, I'm joking.
Better. We love those stories.
No, I'm joking. I just had to read. You know, it was a regular audition. They actually changed the script. So I just got a new script when I went in there. And I only went in once, actually, in New York. So it was one of those ones where you never really know in this job. It's, sometimes you're there for an hour, sometimes you're there for 2 minutes. But it was one of those two-minute ones. And then I sort of 2 weeks later, I was in Atlanta. So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. We love seeing you on the show. And, you know, in some of your first scenes that you shot, you had the long hair. And then, you know, they changed your hair pretty early on. Was that kind of a joint decision, or was that not your hair at all in the beginning?
No, that wasn't my hair at all at the beginning. That was a wig. Though, funnily enough, the first day that I arrived, I started filming. So a lot of the crew didn't realize that wasn't my normal hair. No one really knew my name once it got short again, once I got down to my normal hair. No one really recognized me. But no, that was just to give it some age. Obviously, we were going back. You know, he'd come out of his pocket. His last time he was alive, if you like, or active, was, you know, 1,000 years ago. So, you know, long hair was the sort of get up then. And then they just modernized him very quickly to sort of, you know, live in the modern world better.
Yeah, definitely. And it was a big difference. A lot of people were they were very excited about the long hair to begin with. One of our other co-hosts, she's very into pirates, and she kept talking about how you looked just like a pirate right there in the beginning. So
yeah,
you got a lot of fans right off.
I actually would have preferred to keep it. I thought it was sort of an old Viking rock star meets pirate meets sort of nutcase.
Exactly.
That would have been quite good fun, but obviously when we met his character, he was nothing like that. He was far more sedate and serious.
Well, going into the role, did you know how many episodes you would be in, or were you just happy to ride the wave as long as you could?
No, I mean, I knew how many episodes I was going in for. I think, you know, with a character like that, that there has to be an end, because when you... he wished and wished for three episodes, and then in the fourth suddenly he found his love again and didn't want to. But I don't know, when you wish too much in life, I think it usually comes true. And I think, I don't know, I wouldn't call him one dimensional, but he was getting a bit one dimensional with his obsession with leaving this world. And so I think that there really has to be an ending with a character like that. You have to really do a massive U-turn. and they're very good writers on it, so obviously I'm sure they would have been able to do that. But in all seriousness, I think that it was the right conclusion at the right time, I think.
Yeah, we miss you on the show, but I do feel right. You're absolutely right with the character. It did go the way that it needed to go.
Yeah, he was getting a little bit boring at times, wasn't he?
He was
going on and on about wanting to die. I mean, there were times when I was sort of, maybe it's time he did die. But, you know, it was, I think it was the right conclusion. It was a great last episode as well. It was very well written. It was good fun, that.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of that, I had the extreme pleasure of actually meeting you in Covington, Georgia, filming that day.
Yes, that's right. In the square, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yes. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I met you. I won't ever forget, because I told the PA, I was like, would you ask Casper to come over here? And I remember when she spoke to you, you said, me? And she was like, your name's Casper, right? So it was very cute. But, you know, I was just wondering, was it hard to meet fans on the day that you were actually shooting your last days on the show and not say anything?
No, I mean, it's always like that. I've done numerous TV shows. I mean, I've mostly done films, but the TV shows I have done, you know, you always have to keep quiet. It's part of the game. It is always obviously quite easy to spill the beans and say the plot, but you've just got to hold tight and not do that. I think the first thing I ever did, which is about 9 years ago, was a British soap called Dream Team about a fictitious soccer club. And I did actually, in an interview, give the whole season finale away. So I've learned not to do that anymore.
that's a good way to learn.
Yeah. Well, I was swiftly extracted from the show afterwards, I can tell you that.
Well, a funny thought that I wanted to share with you is I actually do the tours to the Mystic Falls sets, and I thought that you would get a kick out of knowing that the area where you actually were killed, you know, in the alleyway there, that when we do the tour, we always say it's the most dangerous alley in Mystic Falls.
Absolutely, yeah. So I won't be going down that alley again, I can tell you.
Absolutely not. Well, can you share for those fans that don't get to see filming how they filmed your death scene? Some fans want to know if you really set things on fire and just any details that you could tell them about that day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing about the Gunpowder Girls is it's quite high spec the way they do the post-production and everything. But with post-production, you also need a lot done in production. And basically, when I sort of... I'm set on flames and start burning to ashes. They had a stuntman actually full of fireproof vest on, and they sprayed him full of petrol and they set him on fire for about 5 seconds, and then they extinguish it. But that was quite scary to watch, actually. They do it in a few different ways. Then they do me, they put spots on my face so that they can image it onto a computer. And that's how you get the sort of veins and the dying bit that you often see on characters in the Vampire Diaries. But there was a stuntman, a very brave chap, actually, who basically sets himself on fire. It's quite incredible to watch.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like I said, we were out there that day, and, you know, you try to see as much as you can, but since we are a fan-based show, and I really got that question a good little bit from people, they wanted to know that, any details, you know, that they could. So thanks for sharing, because they always love that type of stuff.
Well, basically, it comes in three sort of ways. I'll lie there, and they'll do they'll film me just lying there with a stake in my heart. And then the stuntman will come in, and they'll set them on fire, and then they'll put me on with the dots, and they'll do the post. So it's three sort of sequences to get the whole thing. And it's amazing when you're talking, you know, probably 3 or 4 hours, which of course in film time becomes 3 or 4 seconds, such is the nature of the beast.
Yeah, people don't realize how much of a hard job y'all have. I mean, really.
Well, I don't know. I mean, actors like to say this. I've been doing it for about 9 years, and I can't say it's a hard job. I mean, you know, you walk past building sites. It's time consuming, but you hear actors going about how tough it is. And I don't know, building, that's tough, you know, that's proper work. Being on an oil rig, that's proper work. It's great fun, you know, you're just playing at the end of the day. It is a bit time consuming. It's a bit, I think it's a bit frustrating, is it, how long it takes. I would call it frustrating, not hard work.
Okay, that's a good word. Mm. Well, how has it been getting to be part of the TBD fandom? I know that we are a very passionate bunch, and many of us miss you a lot on the show. So that's got to be a good feeling as an actor.
Yeah, sure. I didn't realize, because it has such a huge fan base, doesn't it? And I really didn't realize when I went into it. I mean, I remember, because I didn't really know much about it, so I looked on the computer, and there's a million websites about it all over the world. And they're very obsessive, aren't they, in a great way.
Mm-hmm.
It's that perfect combination of the sort of thing you want. You want, you know, we're really good fans of a TV show, but you want obsessive in the right way. And, no, I saw the great bunch, you know. I haven't met many. I came back to New York quite swiftly afterwards, but you know, it just seems a really good bunch. And they ask really interesting questions and sort of send stuff, and it's been very, very endearing.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that, you know, you're right, though. It is an obsessive bunch, but in a good way. They get behind these characters and they love them. And
yeah, they love it. They really, that's the thing, I think. It's not just behind the actors. It's quintessentially about the characters, which
yeah.
is far more interesting because, you know, often it's just about the person playing it. And that person could be playing any part in any film or TV show. And what's interesting about the fans, I think, is that they like the characters so much, which
yeah.
is, in a sense, more real because that's what we're making. You know, the actor is secondary, really. It's a character. So, I don't know, I think that's great. You know, there's arguments I saw on the internet. I sort of looked on the internet and had arguments about character. No, he did this. No, he's like that. No, you're wrong. You know, it's fantastic stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he seemed to have a stronger relationship with his mother than the other siblings. Why do you think that is?
I think that they weren't similar when he was younger. I think he's always been pretty serious, Finn. I mean, he's always been the more sedate, grounded of them all. And I think she wasn't, but I think she's come full circle. And certainly they have that scene together where, you know, she's talking about how, you know, she needs to clear her conscience almost. And I think they sort of come together and are very similar. I mean, there's borderline... in some senses, it's borderline kind of an odd relationship, too close between a mother and a son in some circumstances, which is quite an interesting play, I think. But I think they're just going in a similar way. They both feel guilty about what they're doing, about who they are. She's only recently come to feel that. He's always felt that, it seems.
Uh-huh.
But they're going in the same direction. I think that was their connection, is that they both wanted the same thing. I think they both found moral value, as opposed to just sort of archaic nuttiness and biting and, you know, carefree sex and carefree actions of your life. They've actually got sick and tired of that and just gone, you know, they don't care about any of that. Until, of course, then he's met his girl again, and then that all went out the window. But at the time, yeah, I think that's what it is. They both have a moral value.
Yeah.
That's the close connection.
Well, how did you prepare to be the only family member that supported their mother's decision to kill all the vampires, including you? I mean, was there any kind of preparation that you were able to kind of do to get ready for the role, or did you kind of just jump in?
Well, it's a weird one. It's quite an interesting question because the night before I often make disastrous decisions, let me tell you. And this is one of my many ones. But I sort of thought, you know, we're talking about suicide here. I mean, quintessentially, that's what we're talking about. So I sort of, you know, looked on all sorts of suicide and thought about why people do this, et cetera, et cetera. And then when I went on set with all these suicidal ideas, the director said to me, it's not really, you know, suicide's a damaging thing. You know, it's a sad thing. It's a tragic thing. This guy's just happy. It's like, I've had enough. So it was really quite a small thing. Basically, with Finn, it wasn't like this great thing, I want to kill myself. Just come to the end, you know? You know, imagine, I think particularly if you haven't got love in your life, which you didn't at the time when he was talking about this, and that's, you know, pretty much the biggest thing in the world, isn't it? Primarily it's love, and then secondary it's what your vocation is and your job, et cetera, et cetera. But I think love in most of our lives is the most important thing. And when you haven't got that, and you've been living for, what, 1,000 years or something, you know, there just comes a time when it's time to end it. And I think it was almost a happy, conscious decision. It's time to go. So, yeah, I think that's what the director said to me in the end, Chris. And, yeah, he was right. It's just so I'd done this preparation to deep, dark suicide, but, no, it was just time to switch off the lights, you know. That's all he was thinking about.
Right. Well, did you enjoy shooting the present-day scenes or the flashbacks more?
Well, I didn't really do a flashback because I came on in the present day, but in period costume, if you remember.
Sure,
I would have loved to have done a flashback, but I did in a sense, yeah, because I came on into present day from my latter day time.
Right.
I just woke him. Yeah, that was far more fun. I mean, I love wearing all that stuff. It's great fun. And I tell you what I would have liked to have done is, I think it would have been quite fun to sort of play this archaic sort of Viking-esque character. But apparently with vampires, the whole ideology is that they warm very easily to their circumstances around them. So he becomes a modern person within hours of living in this modern arena. You know, he sort of suddenly is absorbed by modernity and everything around it. So you can't play that character for long because he suddenly comes into the modern world. You know, they adapt very quickly, apparently, vampires.
They absolutely do. Well, I'm hoping that we'll get lucky enough to see you next season in a few flashbacks. And if so, what flashback period would you want to see Finn in most? What do you think would be the most interesting?
I think it has to be when he met his lover, you know. Their initial courting process, I think, you know, because it's the most interesting part of Finn's story is his love affair.
Yeah.
Particularly as it was such a shock, I think to see how that was founded and how the seeds were sown, and I don't mean in a dirty way, but just to see, you know, how they met, and I think that would be fascinating.
Yes, I agree. Well, since meeting your demise on the show, have you continued to watch and keep up?
Yeah, well, I've seen a bit. To be honest, I haven't got a television, and there's a reason for that. I've got a projector, and I watch stuff on. I sort of connect my computer, but the reason is, so I haven't seen much, but I will see it when it goes on to Netflix. I haven't got TV because I tend to watch too much television when I've got a television, so I So I threw it away. So no, I haven't. I did see a little bit actually. I didn't see the season finale, which I must do. But it comes on the internet about a week later, doesn't it? So I'd imagine it's on the internet by now. So I shall do that because I'm very keen to see what happens. So don't tell me because I actually don't know. I don't know any cast member that doesn't.
I was totally going to ask you a question about what you thought about something, but I won't do that now.
No, don't do that. We shall speak again.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll be there. You probably won't be surprised, but maybe you'll be happy with what happens. We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, we know you have a Twitter, but you don't seem to use it very much, so we must implore you to tweet more.
Yeah, I'm not very good at Twitter. Well, the trouble is, I mean, I've never really done it. The reason I did it, I always talk absolute rubbish, so I was quite against putting it because no one wants to hear my rubbish. But then I thought, well, then some other people start Twittering under your name, and I got really peeved off with it. There were like three Casper's Aces. None of them were me. So I thought, right, I'm going to start one. I'm not going to have other people saying things in my name that I didn't say.
That's hard to get verified, though, especially if you get some of the other cast members that are already kind of tweet and say it's you.
Yeah, I should do. But, yeah, I don't know what to say, to be honest. Mate, I should do that. I shall tweet more. I shall make a promise to tweet more.
Okay, well, can you tell your fans that are listening tonight what your real Twitter name is so we can make sure they're following the right one?
Yeah, I'm Casper Zafer. No. Now there's only me, I think. But originally there were three or four. That's why I started it. It's what is it? I don't know. Well, I'm Twitter. I'm on my computer. I don't even know my bloody name. It's just my name. Yeah, yeah, at Caspar Zafer. It's CASPAR.
Okay, we will definitely tweet that for you too to make sure that everybody knows.
Okay, but it's all rubbish that I talk about, honestly. If you're willing to put up with my absolute spill rubbish, then good luck to you.
That's what we like to hear. We like to see stuff.
Excellent.
Well, I only have a few more questions for you, so
sure.
I won't keep you much longer.
No, fine, yeah.
several fans wanted to know, coming into an already established cast, who did you like working with the most?
It's a difficult one. Well, I didn't work with everyone, but I very much like Alice. I thought she's really good to work with. She's a very generous actress. And Joseph is great fun. He's got so much energy, you know. I really like working with those two or three, but there's an abundance of people like that. I mean, the thing about the show is I didn't dislike working with anybody, and the crew are so nice, and it's just such a nice environment. But I'd say, Alice and Joseph.
Okay. Well, I have to agree. From seeing them, they seem like great fun on set. That's okay. What was your favorite place to eat at while you were filming here in Georgia?
My favorite place to eat at in Georgia? I'll tell you what. There's a Turkish kebab house in... I was brought up in the Middle East, so I'm quite fond of Middle Eastern food. There's a Turkish restaurant in... What's that area? That sort of grungy area. Little Five Points?
Little Five Points.
Yeah, there's a great little Turkish kind of kebab house there. That's my favorite place. But I can't remember the name of it. But it's
fantastic.
That's
okay. All right. People can find anything. If you say Little Five Points, they can find it.
Yeah, it's on that main street in Little Five Points. Yeah, I used to go there quite a lot, actually.
Okay, awesome. And lastly, do you have any upcoming projects you'd like to tell your fans about?
Well, I did a film called Coffee Six You, which is coming up, but only coming out in the UK, I think. And I've got a documentary that I don't know if you saw my Twitter, I actually think I tweeted it. I just did a trailer. I've spent a year going around the world. I spent about 5 months going around the world making a documentary about sort of about a day in the life of the world, really. We're close to completion. So I'm very excited. Hopefully we'll get some sort of distribution, and that's it's called Day One.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I will retweet it for you, too, as well, because it does. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, there's a trailer on my Twitter.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Well, lastly, we ask all of our guests just to do a little clip for us so we can play it at the end of the year, and you can do it whenever you're ready. And if you can just say something along the lines of, this is Casper Zafar from The Vampire Diaries, and you're listening to the VRO. We'd really appreciate it. And you can change it in any way you want to. It's totally up to you, and you can go whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hello, this is Casper Zafar from The Vampire Diaries, and you're listening to the VRO.
Thank you very much, Casper. We really appreciate you being part of our month of May.
It's an absolute pleasure. Nice to speak to you.
Okay, and I hope I see you in Mystic Falls again. You got to come back and flashbacks.
Great. Cheers.
All right. Later.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, guys, that was Casper Zafar from The Vampire Diaries, and I just want to say that he was a lot of fun, and we always like the guys with the accents, right?
Yes.
Just in case you have missed anything from this month, we've had a lot of Vampire Diaries people on, and you can listen to them all on our website, thevro.com. You can also listen by going to Blog Talk Radio. We had a fabulous interview with Miss Julie Plec on Friday, and we've had a lot of the cast members as well. It's always so much fun to have anyone we can on at any time. So keep it posted. Keep watching the site because we're still working on more guests for the month of May. So we'll let you know as they come up. And thanks for listening. Have a great night.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.